USA Radio News.
Multiple people were killed and wounded at a Rite Aid distribution center today in Harford County, Maryland. The lone suspect in the shooting has been apprehended and is also in critical condition. Harford County Sheriff Jeffrey Galler.
We were on scene just in over 5 minutes. Arriving law enforcement, fire and EMS units quickly paired up together, got into the building in order to render first aid where appropriate, treat patients in an attempt to locate a suspect or suspects.
There talks about another meeting between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, but as far as the denuclearization goes, things are moving a little bit slow. That's according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We have made steady, albeit slow progress, but it's always we've always known this was going to take some time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery. Here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
A newly promoted naval officer and mother of three was found dead in Jacksonville, Florida, on the same day she gets a restraining order against her boyfriend. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Chief Petty Officer Andrea Washington was found dead just after midnight. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is treating the case as a suspected homicide. Details on how she died have not yet been released. According to a police report, Danny Beard, her boyfriend, pointed a gun in her face and threatened to kill her on September 2nd. Washington was a 19-year veteran of the U.S. Navy and worked as a gas turbine mechanic on the USS Hugh City, which is a guided missile cruiser based at Mayport. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
According to the Toronto Star, Ticketmaster is now accused of running what looks like an underground ticket scalping project that may help drive prices of tickets up, costing consumers millions of dollars. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Vice President Mike Pence participated in a flag presentation to the Korean War Veterans Memorial Foundation today. The Vice President also delivered remarks.
American forces and South Korean forces won a victory for freedom for the South Korean people and the world. Now, for those we understand the need to set aside the memories of those days. My father's gone 30 years, but I remember the way my father, his voice would often trail off when the subject of the war came up. The memories were painful. We understand the burden that those of you who fought in return carry to this day.
A former American Idol winner is getting a daytime talk show. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
The first daytime syndicated series set for next fall, the fall of 2019, is a one-hour talk show hosted by former American Idol winner and current The Voice coach Kelly Clarkson. The show will feature the Grammy winner as host and will act as lead-in to Ellen on NBC-owned stations in New York, L.A., Chicago, Philadelphia, Dallas-Fort Worth, and others. The announcement comes less than 2 months after the filming of a pilot for the syndicated series. The Kelly Clarkson Show is going to replace Steve Harvey's Steve.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.